flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nick Caley, the new OC for your Houston Texans. I want to jump right in at 713-572-4610. You can give your thoughts on this. You on YouTube and Twitch, you damn well better. All right, please stop calling me Thunder Thighs on the text line. Please.
Huh?
Please stop calling me Thunder Thighs on the text line.
Hey, Thunder Thighs, new draws.
No, but no, this is where I want to get to. And you can jump on this as well, Clint, and we'll get your thoughts here on the text line and YouTube and Twitch. With the Nick Caley situation, you're just jumping in. Nick Caley's the new OC coming from the Rams. Was a tight end coach before that. He was in New England, crossed paths with Nick Caserio, went to John Carroll like Nick Caserio and some over there. So there are ties, and Nick and people within the Texans are familiar with with Nick Caley. But once you knew, all right, they're going to make the move. They fired Bobby Slowick. You got that. Now that you know who the replacement is after they fired Bobby Slowick, now you know who it is. They've had a lot of interviews. You've seen everybody. You understand the process. Are you feeling good about the hire? Are you feeling good about Nick Caley? Now, is that where you thought this was going to be when you said, all right, they got rid of Bobby Slowick, and now that you're here and they've replaced him with this guy who is the passing game coordinator, tight end coach, at LA with the Rams, are you like, yes, this is what I was hoping for. This is what I was expecting. Now I feel good about this offense moving forward now that they got Nick Caley. Where are your thoughts based off where you were when they fired Bobby Slowick?
Well, it doesn't turn me on one bit. It doesn't turn me on one bit. The reality of it was that there was nobody on this list that was gonna blow my skirt
on
up.
The Texans list.
There was nobody on that they had interviewed that was gonna blow my skirt up. I like Gerard Johnson. I like Brian Johnson. Other than that, there's really not much there that was gonna turn me on. I understand, you know, the obvious approach to them was younger. Experience, you know, time on task really didn't matter, obviously. More of a guy that you can plug into a system that's already been in place for 2 years appears to be what they were looking for, and Caley may work for that. But right now, in the moment, yeah, this one doesn't do much. This doesn't do much for me. You look at what the Texans have to do. They got a short time to get there. They got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Nick Caley's going to be the guy that's got to be better than Bobby Slowick. The jury's still out for me. I don't know anything about him personally. Obviously, I'm going to need to see what the product looks like. This is a huge product move for me, Ron. What does the O-line look like with Nick Caley in town? Do we still see receivers that are running routes at the wrong depth and screwing up concepts that your quarterback has to hold the football? Do we see a offense that's for 2 months plus seems to be forcing a certain scheme or a certain style and it not working and they're just being hard-headed? Like, what does Nick Caley bring to the table that changes what we've already seen the Texans be? The truth of the matter is this is a talented football team. They're going to win games, right? They're going to win games. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to put up numbers. But at the end, just like they did this year, right? But at the end of the day, do we look at the Texans and think that they're any closer to competing with the best in the league? Do we look at the Texans and say, man, there's no flaws in their game? They've got answers across the board. They're using their weapons to their strengths and not to their weakness. They're taking care of their most prized possession, which is the quarterback. That's the jury's still out on all of that. And until I see more, Nick Caley just doesn't do a whole lot for me here.
I tend to think, like, when you hire, especially if you're a hardcore fan, if you're in a moment where a coach is hired or a player is brought in, and in this situation it's a coach is hired, there's two reactions. One, you're excited as hell. It don't matter. Like, as soon as you see it, you're like, hell yeah, D'Amico Ryans. Like, when it's D'Amico Ryans, you're like, yes, that was the one. It was the connected one. You saw what he's done. You didn't. And then there's other times when you're a hardcore fan or then moves to, you got to start convincing yourself if you like the guy. You got to start to really pull up the what could be positives and just kind of trying to move yourself away. This does not feel like the D'Amico one to me. Some of you all, I'm not saying that's my opinion. Some of you, it may be. I will admit, there were people who texted in, they was team Nick Caley.
Yeah.
They wanted, like, let's get Nick Caley. For me, this doesn't seem like, I don't think anybody was like, oh, I don't know about D'Amico. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about D'Amico. All right. Now, I think there were some who had to convince themselves a little bit on C.J. Stroud. But that clearly was right, and that clearly worked. This one, to me, when you walk away and you say, all right.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This team fired Bobby Slowick. They got C.J. Stroud. They've won the division back-to-back years. They've got a top-five wide receiver, it feels like. They've got a great left tackle, at least pass protection, someone you can work with who's been a Pro Bowler. They've got a running back in Joe Mixon who had a really great year and is a Pro Bowler. My thought would have been they would have had somebody that you felt really confident on day one. And I think there are some people who feel really confident with Nick Caley on day one. It just feels to me, Clint, this is more of a, let me kind of, trying to convince myself as a fan to be excited about this one and not as, this is it. Now, this is it. This is, I like, if it don't work, it ain't nobody's fault. It just didn't work in that situation. I don't know if that one is the case here. So, this is not, to me, Clint, what I expected they would get. I thought they would get somebody that potentially had a little bit more, you had a little bit more confidence or a little bit more to go off of what they've done. But I will say the other part is a lot of people have liked him. He has had opportunities with the Jets. He turned them down. He's had some opportunities with teams in the past. So he is somebody that people like. But I guess when I was thinking when they fired him, it wasn't like Nick Caley wasn't one for me that came to mind. That's not what I felt they were going to get.
Oh, it's exactly what I felt they were going to get.
Oh, is he? So you're not surprised by it?
By this?
Yeah.
If this surprised anybody, they weren't paying attention to what they were doing.
But I'm just talking about from the day they fired him, not through the whole process, they fired him. Like I'm just saying for me, from the day they fired Bobby Slowick, I would have thought that the person that replaced him was somebody
that you would feel surprised.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
You're not.
I hope that we would see. I just wanted to see a process where you're bringing in like established offensive minds. I don't think being CJ's buddy is the way to move forward here. I don't think coming in here and kind of keeping everything kosher and letting everybody remain comfortable across the board is the way to go here. So I was hoping there was going to be several guys interviewed that were going to be hand the reins over kind of guys that you were going to have to pay a lot of money. Right,
yeah.
Maybe not more than the damn head coach, but you were gonna have to pay a lot of money to in order to get those guys. Some guys that had pelts on the wall. It's just hard. It's hard for me to think that Nick Caley's gonna walk in there and change the world for the Texans. And the reality of it is
no, but does he have to?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. That's what I was just fixing to say. Yes, like it's easy to walk in with the Texans and go, man, they won 10 games. Man, they with the exception of a couple of plays, some people may say the refs, they're right there with the Chiefs. They got a chance to play, to compete with the Chiefs. Hell, they beat Buffalo. They're close. Man, this all can be fixed. It's easy to say all that. And in reality, it's not. I mean, they've got a dynamic in that building on the offensive side of the football that, again, it's – I'll be shocked if it doesn't improve because there's so many facets of offensive football that have to get better. That have like the tight ends, I mean, I'm not even talking about playing to the level of having $36 million invested in a tight end. Just good tight end play. Just give me good tight end play. Huge improvement for this offense, right? Just give me a center that can communicate. Or a quarterback that can overrule it, huge improvement with this team, right? we've talked about the Laramie Tunsil effect, kind of that ripple effect. I don't know what they're going to do there, whether it's holding him accountable and asking him to change a bit, or I don't know what they're going to do there. But figure that out. A huge improvement with this football team. So yeah, Ron, I think especially if you're of your mindset where this is AFC Super Bowl or bust.
Oh shoot!
I think that's got to be what the expectation is.
Whew. There's got to be major. So I expected this to be a little bit more of a major move like that instead of the next Bobby Slowick getting plugged and played, and then you just run it back.
Yep.
Like doesn't surprise me though.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.